from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The 49ers have made it pretty clear that they intend to keep him. Now, again, we'll see if they can get a deal worked out. They have not been able to do that so far, but they've been talking and trying to get a deal worked out. We'll see how that goes, but that's somebody that they want to keep and somebody they're working on keeping, and we'll see if they can figure out a way to get a deal done.
Hey, everybody. I know what you're thinking out there. More Brandon Ayuk talk. Please don't put me through it. But wait. Settle down. Chill out. I have a totally new way of looking at this because I do think, and by the way, Donnie, you just heard him, Malzi golfing, intern Dom here, Mark Cabali, the most popular man in Pittsburgh, the most in-demand individual in Pittsburgh, going to join me here. Later on in the show, I do want to ask you a couple of questions about this situation in a whole new light, in a whole new way. Okay. So, this is not, if you're thinking, is this going to be just droning on about Brandon Ayuk? It's not. Okay. It's going to be something different. I'm just letting you know that right from the beginning so you don't start rolling your eyes or you don't start freaking out already. That was Adam Schefter. That was the first time Adam Schefter has talked about Brandon Ayuk since Monday. And he said, the 49ers want to keep him. They're talking. They want to keep him. They keep talking. They haven't been able to get a deal done going back to the spring. They're still not able to get a deal done now. Okay, so this talking that they've been doing, all this chatter, has not gotten them anywhere with a contract with Ayuk. I'm just going to start by saying that. I'm also going to add Adam Schefter might be listening right now. This is not a flex by me. I'm not saying that Adam Schefter loves Andrew Filippone or is a huge fan of the show, but he is in town right now. Why is that, you ask? Because while this Brandon Ayuk soap opera is going on, Adam Schefter taking in back-to-back nights of Bruce Springsteen at PPG Paints Arena. This was on ESPN this morning. All the nerdy insiders, this is nerd on nerd crime. I would count myself as a nerd so I can say it. All the nerdy ESPN insiders did this almost like bachelor party style trip where they've come to Pittsburgh to see the boss in back-to-back nights. Schefter, Pete Thamel, who covers college football, who, after I broke the Jordan Addison transferring story, then reported it and never gave me credit. Pete, I hope you're listening to me say that. And Jeff Passan here as well. They're the three amigos, the three big insiders for where's Windhorse, Dom? You know, like, they've got three of these massive insiders for each sports. He's the NBA guy.
Wendy's like the next tier down.
So he's not there, but those three are. And they're here for back-to-back nights of Bruce Springsteen. I have seen Bruce Springsteen in concert 6 times. Little known fact about me. Something else people might not know. I have very little interest in seeing him a 7th time. I'm all Springsteened out as far as Springsteen concerts go. If you haven't been to one and you're a rock fan, you should go because he puts on a great show. I'm guessing he still does, even though he's in his 70s and he's older now. All reports are that he still kicks ass. Donnie's mom and dad drove all the way from Ocean City, Maryland, partially to see Donnie, but maybe mostly because his mom is obsessed with Bruce Springsteen. I loved Bruce Springsteen for maybe 5 or 6 years of my life, but I feel like I listened too much. Has that ever happened to you? You hit a saturation point with a band or maybe even a show or food even. There are some foods I like get into. Pizza's one. I used to be a guy that could just sit down and eat an entire pizza on my own and then feel very guilty about it. Now I haven't had a slice of pizza in 6 months.
Well, then that means you really don't like it as much as you think.
No, but I think I loved it too hard.
If you
is
love
what I think happened.
Yeah, if you love something,
you can
though,
fall out of love with something, Dom. I've had plenty of women who, maybe they were pretending to be in love with me, but plenty of those situations have cropped up in my life.
But Springsteen was good? It was a good concert?
I saw him 6 times. Yeah, I've seen him in Pittsburgh 3 times. I've seen him at the Patriot Stadium. That's the only time I went into that place. I otherwise will never go to a game there. I saw him in Buffalo at the Sabres Arena. And I saw him, I think, at the New York State Fair. Yeah.
Yeah, Bruce doesn't speak to me the way he speaks to the real Bruce fans.
Well, that's because who speaks to you is Katy Perry and Sydney Sweeney. And those are the people that are speaking to Dom.
I don't think Sydney Sweeney's putting on a concert anytime soon.
If she did, you'd be in the friggin' front row, I'll tell you that much.
Damn right I would.
Based on some pre-show conversations. All right, I'm deviating, though, from where I wanted to start here. Okay, so that's the latest from Schefter. This is the first time he's opened his mouth on Aiyuk almost all week, saying that they plan to keep him. They're talking, but it's not done. My mentions and the feedback I'm getting from fans is that not only are they over this, not only are they over the conversations about Aiyuk, okay? It's one thing to like feel, like I said about Springsteen. I've seen him in concert too many times. I don't want to see him again. It's one thing to say that the discussion is driving you nuts or driving you up a wall. I'm also getting the impression now that fans are so put off by the way this is dragged on that they don't even want him on the Steelers. And that's the part of this that I don't get. And that might be completely anecdotal. That might just be my own personal experiences of what people are berating me with or bombarding me with on social media and the things I get texted to me from Steelers fans and friends and all that stuff, okay? So I am saying, like, you only have really one viewpoint. I can empathize with other people. I can try to put myself in their shoes. But most of what you say in life is based on the feedback that you're getting, your own life experiences. And mine right now is that not only are people at wit's end about just when is he going to sign in San Francisco or when is he going to get traded here, there's also now this whole new, and Chris Malzy has been one of the flag bearers of this crusade on the front lines, but it goes back even before that this turned into an interminable, never-ending news story. Malzy has always been of the opinion that Aiyuk is overrated and not worth it. And my rebuttal the entire time to him, and now the people that seem to be jumping on that bandwagon, my rebuttal to that is, if you are saying, you know what, it's not worth it anymore, the Steelers should just call the 49ers and say, guess what? While he tries to make up his mind, here's something. We don't want him anymore. We're out. We're sick of it. We're over it. We're done with it. For all the Steelers fans that are saying that that should be the tact or that should be the move Omar Khan makes here, my rebuttal to that is, move on to what? If you want to just say the Aiyuk thing is tiresome, it's driving you crazy, it's annoying, it's all of this hullabaloo, this rigmarole is for a guy that's not an elite receiver. If that's how you're feeling about this, and you're ready to just tap out and be done with it, what do you want the Steelers to do on August 16th? Are you then saying that you want this team to go into the season with a wide receiver core that is literally one George Pickens high ankle sprain away from being by far the worst collection of wide receivers in the entire NFL? If Pickens has somebody roll on him the wrong way, I mean, TJ Watt could get hurt, and he was out for the Bills playoff game last year. And at least in that situation, you could be like, there's no replacing TJ Watt, but you have Alex Highsmith, and Herbig's a pretty good player. If Pickens goes down, all of a sudden you're left with Van Jefferson, Roman Wilson, Scotty Miller, Quez Watkins. Like, that's all garbage. There's a reason why, in one breath, we praise the work that Omar Khan has done as Steelers GM so far. So we're a fan of what he's doing. So if you respect and appreciate what he's doing, you should be smart enough to figure out that this very sharp, very shrewd GM is recognizing that he is a massive hole on his roster. And the only individual out there who is capable of filling that right now is Aiyuk. So I know that this is tedious. I know that it is dragged on. I know that I exacerbated things and people have gotten pissed off at me about it, which is fine. I know all of that is true. But in the end, if you don't want Aiyuk, or you want the Steelers to say, F you 49ers, we're out, what are you really hoping for? That they somehow have a top-tier offense with Van Jefferson as their number two guy? And folks, don't fall into the same friggin' trap that I did last year. And I know wide receiver and quarterback are not the same thing, but come on now. Don't be bamboozled by Van Jefferson's had a great camp. He was one of the MVPs of camp. Or, man, he caught another great ball from Russell Wilson against the Steelers' second team defense or in a practice setting. Or, wow, that was a nice play he made in the preseason where really the throw was behind him. And if Mike Tomlin had his thinking cap on and actually was awake on the sideline, he would have challenged that call and it would have been overturned. Don't talk yourself into the idea, because of what you've seen in July and August, that Van Jefferson is going to be a good receiver. I did that with Pickett. I took it to the extreme. I learned my lesson. I looked like a complete dunce, nincompoop idiot for it. There's a reason why, even though it is bugging all of us, there's a reason why the Steelers are staying on this with Aiyuk. So I'd love to get some of your thoughts at 412-928-9370. We have one of the best football follows on Twitter in the entire world, Warren Sharp, going to join us. We have Mark Cabali for a full hour. We have Dan Zangrilli on the horrible, no-good, very bad Pirates late in the show. But, I mean, if you're one of these people that is like, the Steelers should pull out of the Brandon Aiyuk trade negotiations, If you're someone who's sick of it and tired of it and doesn't want it to happen, what's your plan B? What's your alternative? 412-928-9370. Why don't you want it to happen? Tell me how the Steelers would be better off without this guy. 412-928-9370. That is the Edgar Snyder Associates fan text line. We have intern Dom and we have intern Sonny Gray here. So we've got a great team. All of us from the Harvard of Central New York. And here until 5:40 when the leadoff show comes your way. So we'd love to take your calls next at 412-928-9370. If not, we can talk about something else that we all maybe watched last night or tracked last night. But first, an intern Dom headline.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We're getting texts into the show that Steelers fans and fans of the show saw Schefter at the Bruce Springsteen concert last night, because he was not in a box. He was hanging out with the normal people. He didn't get like some kind of fancy setup from the Penguins or the people at the arena. So what I want to know is how many people just completely harassed him about the Aiyuk thing. Was he able to listen to Bruce sing Badlands and Promised Land and Tunnel of Love and Glory Days in peace? Or was he constantly being grabbed by Steelers fans who were like, hey, you're Adam Schefter. By the way, what's going on with Aiyuk? And he had to give some kind of, or maybe he just messed with them and started giving fans different answers on it.
That's what I would do. Oh, I can guarantee you a deal is going to get done in the next 10 hours. Place goes electric.
Or does Schefter big time and say, you know what, I'm off the clock? But he's never off the clock. He's always in his phones. Like, I'm sure he was texting GMs and scouts and coaches while he was at the show last night.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't think it ever ends for him, Dom. I think he always has the anxiety of, I need to be first on a story. So he's constantly, you know, your phone tells you how many hours you spent in a week looking at it. His has just got to be completely insane.
You don't think that they all decided, hey, we're all insiders. We all are
gonna
on our phones.
Going to turn our phones off? No.
Yeah.
Hell no.
That's what I would have
done. Maybe they did, like they did a pact, but no one actually.
Passon's just like secretly checking his phone.
Yes, no one actually like abided by it or went with it.
Do you think those guys would be fun to hang out with at a bar? Like that group specifically?
Not really. Because I feel like they wouldn't really pay attention to you because they would just be in the phone the entire time.
Yeah. I think some of them would be. I don't know how fun Schefter would be, to be honest.
I have been in the same bar as Schefter before.
Does he drink a lot? Does he, you know,
when
let
the
his hair
Steelers
down?
Played the Dolphins, the year that the Dolphins were complete dog crap and didn't win a game.
He
that would have been
bar.
2009. They did win a game, but they were tanking at the beginning of the year when Flores was the coach. That was 2019, so this was pre-COVID. I saw him at the Fairmont downtown at the bar upstairs there. And
really?
He was having a nice time.
Hmm. Yep. Okay,
I think
maybe
it
I'm
was
wrong.
Then. Hopefully I don't have my years conflated. But it was, here's the part of that story that I'll never forget. So Schefter's there, and he's talking to, I think, like someone from the Steelers organization. I actually do know who the person is, but I'm not going to out that person. And Schefter's making small talk with these Steelers personnel people. And that was when Joe Tessitore was still doing Monday Night Football. Do you remember Joe Tessitore?
Yeah, he's a WWE guy now.
Him and Mark Cabali might do a show together. And he was all the way on the other side of the bar. And you know, you were remarking before the show that Donnie was using a different voice for today's broadcast because he was at a golf tournament.
Mm-hmm.
So Donnie left football guy voice at home and went with Donnie library voice today mm-hmm. at the broadcast. There is no on and off switch for Tessitore. Tessitore is all the way at the other side of the bar, and I am hearing every detail of his conversation, which is about like the types of wines he likes with these two younger women who were sitting next to him, who were in town for the game. And he is just like holding court here, and there's probably 30 people in this bar, and every single individual, unless they were deaf, knew every word that was coming, heard every word that was coming out of his mouth.
He does have a booming voice.
But you have to be able to calm that down, especially in a place like that. No mm-hmm. one wants to hear your friggin' wine stories, Joe Tessitore, okay? Your voice can go up an octave when you're calling a friggin', you know, Pitt-Rutgers Friday night game back in the day. I don't need you. I don't need to hear about your trips to vineyards in Northern California. I'm not interested. Anyways, we've got people that want to talk about Ayuk. Here is Josh on the fan. Hello, Josh.
Hey, guys. So, I mean, I think that Omar's doing the right thing. Like, obviously, there's a hole. He's trying to fix it. I don't want people to, like, I don't think there's anything negative you can say about him in the situation. He's trying, and, I mean, he's made a lot of out-of-character moves for this organization, so I'm very happy with it. But something that annoys me is I see people say, like, oh, he should have went after DK Metcalf. I have not seen one article or anything saying that DK was available.
Well, that's why I get on Chris, because Mueller's brought up a few times he should have traded for Terry McLaurin, and my response is no one traded for Terry McLaurin. He's still on Washington. So I'm not going to harangue a guy or criticize a guy for making a move that no other team was able to make.
Yeah, and it's like, I mean, like, obviously, like, they said our name was thrown in with Justin Jefferson, which, I mean, it's fun to play those games, but, like, Ayuk has been vocally available, and he's making a strong push after him. I know it's taking a while. It's, like, very dramatic, but I think you guys have said it before. If this works out and we get him, snap your fingers and everyone's going to forget about everything that's happened and just look forward to him and his Steelers shirt.
Josh, thank you. The one move, that's a pretty pragmatic, level-headed call in my opinion, but that's just me. Maybe you disagree. 412-928-9370. The one move I thought he could have made and should have made was Keenan Allen, who went to Chicago for a fourth-round pick. And even though he's old, he still is a top 20 wide receiver and catches everything in sight. When he's played the Steelers, he's murdered them. That guy is one of the great wide receivers of the last 10 years and was available for a day three pick. I would have done that in a heartbeat, and he was available because he got traded to the Bears. Allen is in Brentwood. Hello, Allen.
Hey, Tony. Just a quick comment, and then I'll answer your question. Basically, you know, you admitted that sometimes you've gone a little over the top on some of your predictions, mainly, you know, Kenny, among others. Is it entirely possible that maybe you're going a little over the top on Ayuk?
Sure, but if I am, and if I'm exaggerating how good he is, that's fine, but what does that mean about the Steelers' current, or what does that have to do with the Steelers' current wide receiver core?
I'm just saying that, you know, I don't think it's as urgent as you make it out to be every single day on the show.
Okay, that's fine.
Where we don't need to be
Okay, so you think that's fine. So you think they're fine with Van Jefferson and Kelvin Austin and Scotty Miller at wide receiver?
No, absolutely not. But what if you go sign Juju for the vet men, you know, start there?
Okay.
It's not going to cost us anything. That's kind of what we've been doing this whole season so far.
All right, so you think
if IU falls in place, then we can go get them.
Allen and Brentwood feels like if they sign Juju back and the IU thing doesn't happen, then everything's A-OK.
Not A-OK. Absolutely not.
Oh.
But he's a guy that knows the offense.
Sure.
It's going to be at least a step in the right direction outside of what we have now.
Is everything A-OK if they get Ayuk?
I still wouldn't say that. No, we have holes at cornerback. I mean,
overall, it just sounds to me like you have a very pessimistic view of this team, period.
I mean, shouldn't you, after we haven't really seen the results that we should have in the past, you know, 10, 12 years?
No, I don't disagree with that, but that's an entirely, like, that's a pretty morose place to be as a fan. You know, I am trying to call it like I see it and not just, like, go gaga for somebody like I did with Pickett. Like, I am aware of the fact that I went way too overboard with it and it did alienate some people and I ended up being unbelievably wrong about him. But the opinion of that, it really doesn't matter what wide receiver move they make because they're screwed no matter what. That's a pretty dark place to be as a Steelers fan. And maybe that's how you feel. Maybe you're closer to Allen than you are me, who's saying, is it possible that I am exaggerating Brandon Ayuk? I'll just tell you how I feel about Ayuk succinctly, and then we'll get back to your calls. I think he is a top 15 wide receiver, and I think he makes them one win better. And if you think that that's exaggerating how good of a player he is, well, then you can call in and tell me that at 412-928-9370. I've heard from enough people that say they're so sick of this, they want the Steelers to just say, hey, San Francisco, we don't want him anymore. Our trade is off the table. Is that how you feel? 412-928-9370. Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Here's intern Dom with a headline. Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. A little Bruce Springsteen coming back. Woj was also at that game with Schefter last night. So the biggest NBA insider came to Pittsburgh to listen to the boss. Jared Barton from Channel 2, their producer, texted in and said, didn't sing Glory Days Are Born in the USA last night. What are you doing, Bruce?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
That's what he texted.
Oh, my God. I'd want my money back.
The guy plays for almost 3 hours. And he has so many songs I get. Some get left on the cutting room floor. I've seen him 6 times. I think he played Born in the USA all 6. I don't think he played Glory Days all 6. I don't think he likes Glory Days.
Okay, but Born in the USA, I would think he would have to play at every concert. No? That's like Aerosmith not playing Dream On.
You're wearing an Aerosmith shirt right now. Is that why you mentioned that?
No. They canceled their concert here in September.
Did you have tickets?
I was going to get tickets.
How could you do that? You're going to be in college. Were you planning on dropping out?
No, I was planning on coming down for a weekend.
Mm.
Not now.
Here is Joey in Green Tree. Hello, Joey.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, man.
Yeah, Pony, just wanted to touch on something. You know, you mentioned, you know, how would we feel basically if, you know, we were to throw Pickens, Jefferson, Quez Watkins, Roman Wilson, that cast out there. And I did some research. I looked at the Titans 2020 offense, and I just wanted to say I feel a lot more confident in, you know, a cast of Pickens, Freiermuth, Van Jefferson, or Roman Wilson, whatever those three would be, over A.J. Brown, Corey Davis, Jonnu Smith. That's who they had there. They were the top scoring offense that year. I just think we have a lot more talent.
Can you just do me one favor before you end your research assignment on that, Joey, which is neat that you did that. Can you finish the offense and go to running back for me?
I can do that.
Who was their running back?
Derrick Henry, and he rushed for 2,000 yards. Okay. So that's another...
Okay, dude. I mean, if I had Van Jefferson and George Pickens, but my running back was in his prime Walter Payton, okay, I wouldn't think it's as big of a deal. I would not. Even in 2024, where it's more passing than running, I would say we have a transcendent player. The offense is going to go through this guy anyways. The number two wide receiver is not going to make or break this offense. Joey, we don't have that. We have Najee Harris, who they didn't even think enough of to pick up his fifth-year option, man.
I understand that, but I think that duo, I think
Joey, I love you, brother, but I'm not quite sure you do understand that, because you're saying that you have just as much confidence, if not more, in this, and you left out the biggest reason why that Titans offense was great.
Right, but the point is obviously, yeah, Henry was the star of the show there, right? They're a run-first offense. Now, we have two running backs that I would consider close to, if not in, top 15 in the league right now as a pure running back.
Fair enough, man, and I hear you saying that, but do you actually think they'll combine for 2,000 rushing yards?
I would not be shocked if they did one bit.
Oh, come on, man. Come on, dude. And there weren't even 17 games back then, and he still did that. I'm not anti-Arthur Smith. Not at all. How could I be after watching Matt Canada? I think he's going to do much better. I'm not sure it's going to be a seamless transition because there's so many new faces. But you can't say they did more with less in Tennessee, so you like this receiver core, and just leave out Derrick Henry as if he doesn't exist. Here's one of my favorites, Robin O'Hara Township. Hello, Rob.
Hey, Bernie, how you doing?
Rob, speaking of Tennessee, your boy Mason Rudolph might get an opportunity there this year.
You know I'm going to go there, buddy. You know it. Let me tell you something. This season's going to come down to one word. It's going to be regret. They're going to regret not getting rid of Stillman. They're going to regret getting rid of Deontay Johnson. And they should have tied Mason up on a cheap contract for 3 to 5 years. And they would have been so much further ahead and wouldn't have to deal with a lot of these problems that they're dealing with now.
Are you hoping they get Ayuk, or do you want them to just say the hell with it?
I really don't care, to be honest with you.
Because you think they're already up you-know-what creek. That's what you think, Rob, and that's fine. Thank you. Maybe that's an opinion that I haven't given enough credence to. Are there actually Steelers fans out there that are so pessimistic and so down on this season that they think giving $28 million a year thereabouts to a wide receiver is just bad business because they're more than a wide receiver away? 412-928-9370. Kabali, late next hour. Plus, John Lynch, the GM of the 49ers, did just open his mouth and talk about Ayuk, so I'm obligated to at least play for you what he said. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. Tonight, Love 71. Quick timeout, then a long commercial-free segment is next on 93.7 The Fan. Right now, I'm going to tell you guys about Circa. The Circa Resort and Casino, that's where I will be in October when Pittsburgh goes to Sin City to take on Vegas. And you could join me there. The Overhang Bar is a must. Went up there, had a grand old time last year. And get this, on Friday, they're going to have a pregame tailgate party for the game. Great drink specials, giveaways, and this is the best part, tickets to the game. You can catch all the action at the Circa Sportsbook, or relax in the greatest pool in America. It really is, folks. It is the Circa Resort Stadium Swim. So in October, you'll have playoff baseball, college football on Saturday, all the pro games on Sunday. It is a bucket list experience if you are a football fan, if you're a Pittsburgh football fan, and I know you are. So join me at Circa this October. Go to CircaLasVegas.com to book your spot today.
Chris Muller here from my friends at The Bath Authority. They want to help you out. They want to help those of you out there who've got a bathtub or shower that's really old, that's outdated, that's just making the rest of the bathroom a complete eyesore, right? Maybe the mold and mildew have taken over, or you've got cracked tiles. You've really got to call my friends at The Bath Authority. If so, they've got the highest quality bathroom remodeling products, plain and simple, and they're going to give you the best customer experience. You're getting modern, durable tubs and showers. They've got an exclusive high-tech polymer liner, and that means that you're going to get something that's easy to clean and that lasts for decades, and the Bath Authority stands behind it with a lifetime warranty. They do it all too, tub-to-shower conversions, walk-in tubs, and more. Every unit's custom-built. You pick the accents, you pick the safety features. The Bath Authority makes it happen, and all Bath Authority products are 100% made in the USA. Call today, 412-249-1140, and get free installation on your new shower or bath.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.